Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Overcoming Your Emotional Eating. Today's call, I am live on a pre-recorded line with clients that call in to speak with me once a week. Please know that on these calls, there's not quality assurance, but please listen for content. It's valuable. What people say to me and I'm able to say back arises in an organic nature. And the reality is we can't always plan for sound quality. So I am sorry, and I'm going to ask for, excuse up front for that. But what happens on these calls is powerful and can be really impactful. So on today's call, I'm talking with a caller about living in the moment. We so often get stuck in the past, what I did before with my food or what my weight was then, or what I want to be later, next week, next month, next year, that we forget that there's the now. And it's really in the now, right, that we have the power, the control, the fortitude, the aptitude, the ability to change. It really is in the now. So on today's call, I'm talking about living in the moment and what that means to this caller. Take a listen. And go ahead and take a look at www.wendyfrancis.com for some extra resources. I'm going to be having some things come out in 2022. I'll keep you updated. And I'm excited to be on this journey with overcoming this year. And I hope you are too. Thanks so much for listening. You know, big life change like you had with having your children move in with your grandchildren, so to speak, right? New foods around, new stress levels, et cetera. You know, that things can fall off kilter. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's the time where we may fall back into old habits. So a couple of things you might do is, one, make sure that you're eating enough food during the day, because with busyness, a lot of times if you're busy with the kids, et cetera, during the day and you're under-consuming, under-consumption during the day leads to over-consumption at night. And then what happens, though, at night, when we over-consume, right, when people overeat at night, then it's this big thing of like, oh, I'm not going to have breakfast then, or I just won't eat tomorrow, right? And it's this, and then we overcompensate again the next night. Or we might be able to hold out for a couple days. I'm going to start on Monday. And on Monday, I won't eat anything, nothing. And they have little tiny, tiny meals for a couple days, and they try and hold out, they try and hold on, they try and white knuckle it, and boom, something triggers them, or they get too hungry and they overeat again. It's not the cycle. So make sure that you're eating enough during the day, enough fiber, enough protein, enough foods that really fill and sustain you, so you're not walking into the evening hungry. That's one thing.
They have moved out. They bought their own house.
Okay. Got to change.
I am definitely back into old habits. I was always the skinny one that could eat anything when I was younger. That's the issue, that I never had a weight problem ever. So I'm back to like just eating what I want, which doesn't work at this point in my life. But my eating is definitely terrible at night. During the day, I eat well, but it's at nighttime. I think I procrastinate, and instead of getting to my painting, I'm eating.
Yeah. Okay. So you found kind of the mountain there, right? Like the procrastination piece.
Yeah.
So have you tried anything around that?
No.
Okay. So here's an option, an experiment, so to speak, is, you know, so before you get the cereal from the pantry or the whatever you're going to go grab, walk around your studio twice, pick up your paintbrush once, and at least make one swoosh or one whatever, or, you know, does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
But it has to be a ritual, so it has to be two times around. Could be three if you want, right? But walk twice around that. And then pick up the paintbrush and just put something on the paper. And then you can go and get something if you want to.
Okay. So what about, I've created a pattern now. I'm aware of my patterns too. This is the bad part. I just keep doing it. But I'll get through the first week of, you know, the shakes and the meal shake, you know, snacks. And then when I start introducing my, you know, three meals a day, once I get through the first cleanse, I'm doing very well. But then I start slipping up and I get back into like, oh, I'll just eat this. I'll start over. And then I'll lose like 8 pounds that first week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bad pattern I'm in, but it's like, I don't know how to get out of that pattern part.
Yeah, it's the if only when pattern. It's funny. It's funny, but not funny, right? Like the dieting mentality has always been like, I'll start on Monday or I'll start again tomorrow.
Right.
When do we do that in life? Do we like spend everything out of our bank account and go, oh, that's all right, I'll start again on Monday. Like,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or we get fed up at work and we go, I'll just quit, I'll start again on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is when we enable ourselves to have that kind of out, it's damaging. Because every time you do it, you degrade your esteem and your trust in yourself.
What? I do what?
Every time you do it, you degrade your own sense of esteem.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then I'll eat and then I'll feel bad. Like, what the heck did I just do?
Right. And the reality is, right, so if you make a mistake, right, so it puts you in the shame cycle, and then people stay in that shame cycle for, you know, from Friday to Monday, right, if it's Friday. The reality is, if you make a mistake, we all make mistakes as humans, driving down the highway. I did it today, actually. It took me 45 minutes to get to an appointment that's 15 minutes down the road because I got off the darn tootin' wrong exit. And I live in a city like Orlando that you can do that and get stuck behind traffic for a really long time. But I didn't just get off the wrong exit and then just keep driving in the wrong direction. I turned around and I got back on the highway the way I should have gone originally. I just happened to get stuck in 20 minutes of traffic.
Yeah.
Right. We don't do that when we drive on a highway. We don't do it in our life. But yet, everybody does it in food. It's kind of intriguing.
How do I don't know. How do I get back? When I did this the very first time, I sort of didn't know what was coming up. Like, I got the sheet for the first 30 days, got the end of that, and then the appointments and all that. How do I get myself back to being so committed to it? And, like, I'm just having a hard time sticking with it.
So first and foremost, you commit to one day, one meal at a time. You make a mistake, you commit to getting back on track the next meal at a time.
I am sort of like the all or nothing.
Yeah. And there's a reason for that. When that happens for people, a lot of times that's shame-based. The more shame-filled that we are, the more we try to avoid it. Or when we jump into that shame boat, we try and kind of, we swim around in it a little bit, as bad as it feels. And then we jump back out. So it's black and white thinking. Black and white thinking can happen from a lot of things. Shame, trauma, there's a lot. But the best way to manage food and change, right, is one meal one day at a time. And you are not allowed to forecast what your body's going to feel like tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, so tomorrow I'm not going to eat as much because today I ate too much. Well, then you're in big trouble because you wake up tomorrow and you're hungry, and then you're back in the roller coaster.
See, when I wake up in the morning, I'm never hungry. I drink the shakes because I should, but I'm not ever hungry. So
which makes sense to me a little bit just based on your patterns of like being up late at night and eating through the night too.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense to me anyway. And that would change if you weren't up late at night eating. If you're just up late at night and not eating and you woke up in the morning, you'd probably be hungrier.
Okay. Do you think I have this mentality because I could, when I was, I mean, even after my third child, I got down to 126, you know, but I never had a problem. Do you think, like, how can I change that? Because always in my mind, I'm like, well, I used to be able to eat whatever I want and be fine.
I need you to live in the present, in the moment now. It's not about what you could eat in the past. It's not about what you should eat tomorrow. You need to stay grounded in the moment, here and now. Here's what I need to eat right now.
Uh-huh.
Here's what I don't need to eat right now, or here's what I need to eat in a few hours. You commit to one day at a time, one meal at a time, one food at a time, in the moment.
Okay.
It's not about who you were. It's not about what you're going to eat tomorrow. It's about what you're doing right now.
Okay.
And one other thing that I'd love for you to do, just as an experiment. At night, when you're painting, you said you leave the TV on?
Yeah.
Yeah. What would it be like for you to put on something to listen to? Beautiful classical music, some kind of inspiring YouTube video, something?
I do that also.
Yeah. I would rather you sit in that in the evening. Like hear that in the evening, then hear TV or things kind of going back and forth.
I listen to friends, you know. I just listen to TV while I'm painting.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of ways, because our central nervous system responds to things in the background. That's why you can listen to things passively and still pick up on it.
Okay.
I mean, I listen to things passively all the time, and then a few days later, it'll come out of my mouth. And I'm like, that was in that thing I watched with whoever. Totally, mm-hmm. I wasn't even paying attention. Like, I just remember hearing it, but not, like, writing it down and studying it.
Okay, yeah.
So to keep your central nervous system calm in the evening, try some things on in the background that do that.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good. I will do that starting tonight.
Okay. Good.
Thanks.
Great
so
question.
Much. Thank you.
Yeah,
so
no, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'll be interested to see how painting goes tonight.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.